Hello, War and Peace heads and Hemingway listers and Les Miserables legends. This is Andrew Lewis, the host of the Hemingway List, also previously the host of a Year of War and Peace podcast back in 2018. This is not an episode of the Hemingway List, so if you've been waiting for today's episode, that's coming soon. I just wanted to make this announcement on a separate little voice track. This is more of an announcement for the Year of War and Peace community for 2020. So a lot of you might know that I had my own little War and Peace project that I was hoping to get ready for 2020. That was my new translation of War and Peace. If you don't know, my goal was, and still is, to translate the entire novel into Bogan Australian. Which is just such a ridiculous and funny idea. But the beauty of it is that there's a bit of a language barrier with War and Peace, right? It's a difficult book to read because it's quite archaic language, set in, you know, 200 years ago Russia. A lot of references we don't understand, that kind of thing. And by translating it into Bogan Australian, it made it very simple to read, and which was a good thing. It also made it quite funny, and adding a bit of humour to the book doesn't really take anything away from the book, I don't think. So my translation was a sentence-for-sentence, accurate, unabridged translation of the book. All the references are the same. You know, their costumes are the same. The settings are the same. The historical references, all historically accurate, as per the book. The sentiment behind every single sentence is intact. The only difference is that the narrator is now a Bogan. And that's about it. But it makes it, a lot easier to read. And in two ways, because it's simpler to understand, it's also funnier, or it's funny, you know, which makes it more, I suppose, entertaining. I hesitate to say I've written a more entertaining version of War and Peace, but having, you know, a couple of laughs per chapter, I feel adds, I don't know, it puts a smile on your face. All the drama's still there. Everything's still there. So if you read my version of War and Peace, you can still say, I've read War and Peace. Yeah, right. So it's a real version of it. It's not a parody. It's not a spoof. It's actually the book. My dream was that in 2020, you could choose to read my version of the book, and that it might not be finished by 2020, but as 2020 progresses, I'll be ahead. So I'll have the bit that you're up to already ready. I already have done book one I think there's 14 books, 14 parts in War and Peace. So I've done book one of that, and that's available. That's the first 26 chapters, which is a fair chunk of book. Like, that's a good 50,000 words. That's a novel length in itself. And so I released that on Kindle and on paperback a few months back. And what I wanted to do was, before 2020, I wanted to have the first like four or five books up my sleeve, so I've got a bit of a head start, and then just release them as I finish them, and so and keep pace, so I'm always like a book or two ahead of where we're reading, and all good. And then you could read my book through the year, one chapter per day. I should say my translation of Tolstoy's book. It's still very much Tolstoy's book. That was the goal. But when I released book one on paperback and ebook, I had a lot of enthusiasm for the project. A lot of people saying that they wanted, that they, you know, they found it amusing, that they wanted to read my one next year, but very few actually converted to sales. Like very few. I'm talking like less than 20 books sold. And so that was a bit disappointing, because it meant like I kind of couldn't afford to just dive straight into the next one. You know, like 20 book sales doesn't fund the few weeks of writing that it would take. And it was a bit disheartening. I'm still going to complete the project, but I just don't know if I can actually keep pace now with the fact that so few copies of it sold. I don't know where I stand on that. Like, I don't know what I want to do with that project in terms of, like, with 2020. One part of me wants to say, like, I want you guys to to read the Bergen translation, even if it is just book one, and then transfer over to, you know, Maud or PNV or one of the other ones. Yeah, but the other part of me is like, I don't want to leave you high and dry if you can only get book one and book two is not ready, you know? So, I don't know, I'm just interested to hear people's thoughts on that. Even at one, like, look, if enough copies of it were selling that I could afford to, like, pay my rent, essentially, then I would just do that. Like, I would just translate War and Peace, and I would be able to keep pace, you know? It's just a matter of, it's a question of, is that realistic? And I don't think it really is. Like, that's kind of putting the burden too much back onto the community to support the artist, and it's a small community. So anyway, that's just a little update on that project for those who are kind of following along. Look, I will translate War and Peace in its entirety into Bergen. I will, I promise you that. I just don't know if it will be done by the end of next year. If I, you know, win the lottery or something, then it will be, because I'll just do it day in, day out. I'll get it done. But yeah, failing that, I'm sorry if that's disappointing to anyone, because I had announced earlier on that that was my plan. I don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, if you're planning to do War and Peace 2020, I wish you luck. I hope you enjoy the community too. Get involved, ask some questions, get into the daily discussions, point anything out that you notice, little tidbits, and anything that you didn't understand. Chuck a question in the forum and people always jump in and answer it. That's the best thing. The Year of War and Peace subreddit is, for me, one of my favorite places on the internet. So I'm kind of envious of all the people who are going in for the first time, going in to experience War and Peace. I think you're going to have a really awesome time. Good luck. Have fun. Thanks for listening. And yeah, if you do want to check out my translation, look it up on Amazon. You can look it up, War and Peace. You can look up War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. And the funniest thing is, oh, it cracks me up. Like, if you look up War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy, and it has all the different versions of the book that are for sale, like Maud's translation and PNV and why can't I think of a third one? There's like 10 in my head. Yeah, whatever. The other ones. And then there's like the Andalus translation, which is the Bogan English one. It's like an official translation of War and Peace. That is the most amusing thing to me. You see, if I had have made it a parody of the book, it would be like by me. But this book is not by me. It's still by Tolstoy. I'm just the translator. And I've translated it into a very legitimate language. Bogan Australian. Anyway, that amuses me to know. Look it up if you're interested. You can get the ebook. I think the ebook's only $1 or something. Or a couple of dollars. I can't remember. Anyway, that's it for me. Thanks for listening. Have fun. See you later.